This news update's being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. Locally owned and operated, that's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news for the hour. Well, time is running out and options are narrowing in Judge Prill's courtroom. Judge Prill just delivered a stark warning to both sides in a high-stake case of the People versus Joseph William Pierce. This isn't just another trial, it's a race against rapidly approaching non-negotiable deadlines. With a three-day jury trial now locked in for September 29th, the real pressure point is August the 10th. That's the absolute cutoff for everything. Plea deals, critical motions, even notices of alibi or insanity. Miss that date and the court's message is clear. No more negotiations, only pleas to all charges. Defense attorney Andrew Lockhart still weighing an independent evaluation for Mr. Pierce, while Chief Assistant Prosecutor David Wallace confirms his witnesses are ready, anticipating a mountain of evidence. But regardless of their strategies, the judges made it abundantly clear. This calendar is non-negotiable. From jury instructions to marking exhibits, every detail must be buttoned up weeks before trial. This isn't just about justice, it's about precision. With every missed deadline translating into lost opportunities. The message from the bench, get your house in order because come August 10th, the door to flexibility slams shut. And time is running out for Gregory Scott Burton. In court, Judge Prills handed down a final three-week reprieve to a defendant struggling to find legal footing. Burton, facing charges in two separate files, appeared in court without an attorney after turning down a court-appointed attorney in February. He cited a financial squeeze so tight he claims paying bond swallowed his funds and personal bills threw him under the bus. He's identified a lawyer, David Carter, but needs hundreds of dollars for a retainer, money he's only just begun to earn after recently returning to work. While the court granted an adjournment for good cause, the message was clear. This is the last chance. Prosecution agreed with a stern caveat. If Burton doesn't have counsel by the next hearing, the case moves to trial, lawyer or not. Burton says he'll try his hardest, but his financial tightrope walk makes securing representation a daunting task. All eyes are now turned April 6th at 10 a.m., that's when the clock truly stops for Gregory Scott Burton. Will he find the funds or will he face the music alone? And concerns about vaccine safety once centered on children are now making their way into pet care. A growing number of dog and cat owners are questioning whether routine vaccinations are necessary, effective, or even safe. Recent data suggests hesitation is widespread. In one survey, more than half of dog owners expressed doubts about the rabies vaccination. Veterinarians strongly pushed back, emphasizing rabies remains one of the most dangerous diseases for both animals and humans alike. Experts say rabies is also almost always fatal once symptoms appear, making prevention critical. Vaccination programs continue to protect hundreds of dogs each year and help prevent human deaths. Beyond rabies, veterinary groups recommend core vaccines to guard against serious, highly contagious diseases like parvovirus in dogs and leukemia in cats. Additional lifestyle-based vaccines, such as those for kennel cough or pet flu, may be recommended depending on a pet's exposure to other animals. Despite concerns, adverse reactions are uncommon. Studies show only about 2 in every 1,000 pets experience side effects, which are usually mild. Owners should watch for symptoms like vomiting, swelling, or breathing issues, though serious complications are rare. Veterinarians stress that vaccine decisions should be made by professional guidance based on a pet's health and risk factors. Some owners are turning to antibody or titer testing to assess immunity. While useful in some cases, experts say these tests don't provide a complete picture and aren't always accepted as a replacement for vaccines. As questions continue, veterinarians remain clear. Vaccination is still one of the most effective tools for protecting pets and the people who love them from preventable disease. Some pet owners are also using at-home DNA and allergy testing services to help guide their care decisions alongside their veterinarians. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor, Pigeon Hardware.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Duabest paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Duabest paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with more news. In yesterday's primary elections, Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton secured the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. Her victory sets a stage for a high-profile battle in the upcoming midterm elections. Stratton's campaign focused on expanding healthcare access and urban infrastructure. Her win is seen as a bellwether for the influence of the progressive wing within the state's Democratic Party. State media in North Korea announced that Kim Jong-un was re-elected to the Supreme People's Assembly with a near-unanimous mandate. The report turned out for March 15th polls was 99.99%. International observers have dismissed the election as a rubber stamp exercise. The new assembly is expected to convene shortly to formalize a series of new defense and economic policies. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. I'm a handyman, not a weatherman, but I do know that Michigan winters can be unpredictable. Stay prepared with supplies from Pigeon Hardware. And if you're stuck inside, start that project that you've been putting off with our Do-It-Best paints.
And this is Kim. We're stocked up with shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and everything you need for whatever winter brings. If you're snowed in, brighten up the indoors with Do-It-Best paints. We've got a full color selector chart and all the Do-It-Best paint supplies to get the job done.
We also offer key cutting, screen repair, and replacement, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items.
Stay prepared this season with Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement easy as pie.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back. Michigan is asking counties to participate in a statewide tornado drill at 1 p.m. today as a part of the Severe Weather Awareness Week. Huron County, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties will each be participating in the statewide drill, which is part of the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. This test helps ensure sirens are functioning properly when needed, and if inclement weather happens at the time of the scheduled siren test, the test will be canceled in order to avoid confusion. And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.